All righty then. Good morning. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. 100 days. He's crushing it. He's killing it. It's awesome. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08 now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories locally is get ready for busy, busy, busy times. Santa Fe College has graduation ceremonies as well as the University of Florida.
Ooh.
We're talking about 10,500 graduates all together. The biggest one will be at Steve Spurrier Florida Field. That's 7 p.m. on Friday, but there's actually events and associated stuff that actually begins today, and things will actually go through Mud Day.
You can tell a lot of people are in the community that aren't usually here. We were at a restaurant last night, and it was amazing the number of large groups. I mean, seriously, on a Tuesday night, just packed, parking lot packed, and just big groups coming in and filling like, you know, 3, 4, 5 tables at a time.
Yeah, you can expect that probably throughout the weekend. Not that I don't want you to go out and, you know, take care of your local restaurants, but just be aware that that's a possibility. It could be very busy. Trump knocked it out of the park yesterday. It was in my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Macomb County, Michigan. Yep. And great crowd. Everybody cheering. And he was upbeat. He was positive. And it was the best 100 days of any president. And it must be true because he said it. It is interesting, though. Well, I mean, I guess we would expect it. Chuck Schumer gave a really stupid thing from the Senate floor. Yeah. So you see the top of his head and the rims of his glasses. He's such a doofus, you know? And he goes, 100 days of chaos. You know, you spell that C-H-A-O-F. 5 letters. You also spell Trump with 5 letters. He said this. I'm not making it up.
Oh, my God.
He said it.
How stupid is that?
And then on the 5 yesterday, they go, you know what else 5 letters? H-U-C. Chuck!
Yeah. There you go.
I just hope that the left continues to implode with their utter ignorance and stupidity. I hope they just keep going.
Uh-huh.
100 days of chaos. Prices are coming down. Price of gasoline coming down. The tariffs, deals that they've worked out in many, many countries. I know China's still got to work on that one, but good things are happening. Investments coming into the U.S. It's going to be job opportunities. It's going to be expansion. It's very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
And so they seem even more, I don't know, out of touch with mainstream America, which is why they lost, one of the reasons why they lost the election. They're just out of touch. They just think that they can bang that negativity drum and it's going to have an impact. People are on to these Democrat politicians, and they're on to the mainstream media. You know, they've been lied to for a long time now. You know, one of the obvious things that people could point to was the covering up of the condition of Joe Biden as president. I mean, you know, so you've got all these politicians, including Nancy Pelosi. Oh, he's sharp as a tack. He's this, he's that.
Yeah.
When we heard that, no, we knew that was ridiculous. But then when the mainstream media was echoing all that and not doing their job to at least look, are you doing your job or is this guy got some serious issues? Well, they refused to acknowledge it. But you know what? The camera didn't lie. You could see him for yourself. And you better believe they cut a lot of material out on the editing room floor to try to put forward the best image. That was the best that Biden could do.
Can you imagine what it would have been like?
Behind the scenes, and the people behind the scenes absolutely knew. And it's just, you know, it's just keep going. Keep going, Democrats. Do whatever you've been doing. I just hope that the Republicans, you know, win in the midterms. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge because you're going to have things have turned around in a positive way enough so that, you know, when those midterms come up, because Trump's not on the ballot, that's a tough one. He gets people to come out and vote that normally won't vote. He got Democrats to actually vote for him. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of independents. He got blacks, Hispanics. I mean, so you just need to remind everybody that, look, if you want the Trump agenda to be fulfilled, he's got to have Republicans in the House and Senate to back his work up.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. I'll help to remind you of that as well.
What a helper.
Yes. Yes, I do my best. David Horowitz has passed away, author and conservative activist. David Horowitz died Tuesday at the age of 86.
Wow.
He wrote a book, Radical Son. He wrote a book, Radical Son, and you're a conservative. Well, it's a great story. He wasn't always conservative. In fact, his parents were quite radical. His parents were both school teachers, and he said they fancied themselves as secret agents dedicated to advancing the cause of socialism at whatever cost.
Wow.
So he kind of saw firsthand what has become somewhat more mainstream now when you look at college campuses and how they're on the wrong side of everything. So he grew up like that. And so he was kind of a radical like they were. He said, even if we never encountered a Soviet agent or engaged in a single illegal act, each of us knew that our commitment to socialism implied the obligation to commit treason, too. In other words,
wow.
Yeah, they were all in, including himself. And then he got involved in the and became the leader of the New Left, and that had affiliations with the Black Panther Party. And so, you know, he worked on this kind of stuff and went to school, a graduate degree, and started Ramparts Magazine, a radical leftist publication. And then he began working more and more, I guess, with the Black Panther Party, forming a friendly relationship with the group's co-founder, Huey P. Newton. His transition into the American right began in 1974 with the murder of his friend, Betty Van Patter. What does that have to do with politics? Well, she was found dead on a beach near San Francisco. Horowitz had introduced Van Patter to the Black Panthers, and he, at least, was convinced members of the group committed her murder. And he severed all ties to the New Left and the Black Panthers completely. And then by 1980, he announced he had voted for Ronald Reagan and continued his support for American conservatism until founding his own organization, the Freedom Center, in 1998. So it's kind of a...
Well, what a transition.
Yeah.
Talk about, man.
Yeah, that's a good transition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not painful.
It's almost like a story out of the Bible, you know?
Major transformation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Author and conservative activist David Horowitz passed away at the age of 86. Rest in peace. 6:16. Good morning. Welcome. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, Spotify, Apple, or the Odyssey app you could use as well. All right. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. More on Trump. 100 days. Crushing it on a happy hump day, Trump Day. 97.3. The Sky.
But we're ending the inflation nightmare, the worst that we've had probably in the history of our country, getting woke lunacy and transgender insanity the hell out of our government.
Trump, Macomb County, Michigan. Big crowd. Upbeat, positive, 100 days, President Trump crushing it. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Trump, 100-day speech. And he said, we're off to the most successful start in American presidential history. We're here tonight in the heartland of our nation to celebrate the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country. And that's according to many, many people. Yeah. And the left, I mean, they just they can't stand it. What did they say? It's 100 days of hell.
Oh, the
Schumer
worst.
Said 100 days of chaos.
And the worst 100 days of any U.S. president. I mean, really? Is that a little dramatic?
I mean, we don't have to go far back in history. In fact, if you go back, you know, a little over 4 years, the previous administration, they made a lot happen in a short period of time. But the biggest thing they made happen was the wide open opening of our southwestern border that allowed millions of immigrants to come. Some, I'm sure, very fine people. Some, maybe not so much. But we know for sure that some were on the terrorist watch list. We know for sure that some were members of MS-13, a extremely violent gang, or TDA, another extremely violent gang.
But yet, for some reason, the Biden administration didn't feel these people should, I don't know, leave, go home?
Well, it's interesting. They call you what they are. They say you're doing what they're doing. And that's interesting because the word choice that little Chucky Schumer used, the word chaos. Chaos really is associated with, you know, leftism. It's associated with Karl Marx. That is, you know, chaos is associated with that. They bring about chaos, and through it, they think they're going to bring about change.
There's a reason the bad guys on Get Smart, the organization, was called Chaos.
There you go.
But we say that jokingly, but it really is, because that's what they do.
Well, it is. And once again, you know, they point the finger and say, you know, you're creating chaos. Look at you. You don't know what you're doing with these tariffs. This is crazy and all that. I love it how these people second guess Trump. Now, he's proved them all wrong the first time around. But no, that's not enough. Huh. So these so-called experts, how many of them are actually billionaires? How many truly understand economics to the point to where it's their money that would be talked about? They stand from the sidelines. I coach a little league. I didn't have any special powers. I played high school baseball. I think that I maybe had a little bit of an edge because I taught martial arts for a few years, and I think the young people, I don't know, they I said things that seemed to get their attention and resonate, and we're able to have fun and get a lot of work done. But it's always easier when you're on the other side of the fence. Yeah. Oh, and if you're the other side of the TV screen, oh my gosh. Do you know how many brilliant plays that I called just for the Gators alone? Come on, man. So anyway, yeah, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and, you know, think that you could make smarter, better decisions. The left is not capable. They're just simply not capable. They're not made that way. For general purposes, they're not business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. They don't really have a full understanding of all of that, especially those that have been in government, some of them for 20, 30, and 40 years.
Out of touch.
That's their experience in life. You know? Yeah. They get their paycheck whether or not they do a good job, frankly. And a lot of them get reelected even though they're not doing a good job. So as long as they are on the job, they keep getting a paycheck. Entrepreneurs, people that are out on their own, or just people, everyday working people, if you're not up to snuff, you're going to be canned. If you've laid out your life savings to be an entrepreneur and start a business, and it doesn't succeed, you're out. That's tough. But they can't really relate to that. What Trump has done in these first 100 days is awesome. And the tariff thing hasn't totally come to fruition, but I think we've gotten through what I would call the worst of it. Now, there's still going to be volatility in the market, I think, but the volatility is going to be less. There's not going to be as high of highs, lows of lows, and then I think it's gradually going to build. I hope the market, just as one measuring stick, looks good when we approach the midterms. You know, if it's looking pretty solid, pretty good, I think that weighs in his favor heavily. It looks like inflation has come down quite a bit. That's hugely important. And when people go to the store, the gas station now, you know, people are feeling pretty good about that. And food prices come down a little bit. people are still feeling the pinch there, but those things are being worked on. This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, Trump said to a roaring crowd in my old stomping grounds, Macomb County, Michigan. And there's a lot of Democrats there, but they voted for Trump. He won that state. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, big festivities, UF graduation this weekend, Santa Fe and UF. It's going to be very, very busy in the area for the next few days. So just be prepared for that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Slashing billions and billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. And above all, we're saving the American dream. We're making America great again, and it's happening fast, too.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, Donald J. Trump. 100 days into his second term, and a lot of good things are happening. That was his big speech yesterday in Macomb County, Michigan, right outside of Detroit. And that reminds me that tonight there'll be at what they call a Trump Town Hall, the first 100 days. That'll air on the Sky here tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. That's co-hosted by Bill O'Reilly. But Trump gave a great speech. People were pumped up. Yeah, he was doing a little dance afterwards. He was. I mean, this is so much different and so much better. You remember Sleepy Creepy Joe? And remember that one thing he gave with the dark red lights on? I mean, you talk about they want to call Trump a Nazi. It's like, that. Where'd you get that propaganda idea from the Third Reich? Trump said, we like strong borders. We like good education. We like low interest rates. We like being able to buy a beautiful car and now deduct the interest on the loan. That's never happened before. We want a strong military. We want low taxes. It is interesting that, well, people left of center don't want those things. We don't want strong borders. We don't want a good education. We don't need low interest rates. We don't want to be able to buy a beautiful car and deduct the interest. We don't want a strong military, and we don't want low taxes. I mean, think about it. Think about it. If this guy is evil in the minds of the left, then what does the left, what do they even stand for? I know I could go through the whole list, transitioning and cutting off body parts of children and all the ridiculousness that they stand for. I know some people say, well, that doesn't happen very often. Well, you're right. Maybe not very often. I guess depends how you define it. But the point is, they are for that kind of thing, period. It doesn't really matter whether it's been performed on 1,000 kids or 10,000. It's what they stand for. To mutilate a minor. That's insanity. All right. 100 days, Donald J. Trump. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Keith, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the first 100 days. For 4 years, I've seen things at Walmart I could not afford to buy. In the last 3 months, I've been able to afford them again. I remember when Biden was in, we never saw the old rollback prices. That program that Walmart used to promote, and I'm beginning to see rollback price stickers on the shelves now, and it's things that I haven't bought in 4 years, and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, and we all sort of measure the economy by our own standards. You know, if you've got a commute, or you own, say, a business that has several vehicles that are out on the road, and the price of gas goes up to $4-something. A gallon? That, yeah, you got to try to account for that. That puts a hurting on a lot of people, individuals and small business owners. And he's getting that under control. And it's going to get even better. I definitely believe that. And, of course, the radicals are going to try to get in his way. You know, we secured the borders. I mean, that's fantastic. 99.9% better than it was under Biden. I mean, it was kind of easy peasy in a way. But now what do we do with the bad guys that are here? Well, you want to get rid of them, right? And that's what the president has been attempting to do. But there are these, and I call them wacko judges, that get these injunctions pushed through. But here's one that goes even further. The Wisconsin Supreme Court issued an administrative order on Tuesday calling for Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan to be temporarily relieved of her official duties. Why? Well, she was arrested and charged with obstruction of an official proceeding on Friday after evidence came to light that she had shielded an illegal immigrant from federal agents. That's against the law. She is a judge. She knows better. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. Hiding that person out, basically.
Unreal.
The order on Tuesday reads that Dugan is temporarily prohibited from exercising the powers of a circuit court judge in the state of Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court said the order will remain in effect until further order of the court. The Wisconsin court system confirmed with Fox News on Tuesday afternoon that Dugan will not return to the bench this week, adding that her caseload will be covered by other judges. She's expected back in federal court May 15th to face federal charges of felony obstruction of a federal agency and concealing a person to help them avoid arrest, which is a misdemeanor. The FBI arrested Dugan on Friday for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room. Previously deported. In other words, they had due process.
Huh.
Yeah. But wow. She didn't want him to be arrested by ICE agents.
Unstinking real.
Yeah.
Hey, you got your due process. You're always yelling about people. Come on. Wow.
Yep. Well, you're going to hear the left. They're going to cry about it. Hip hooray. It's time to put some of these radical judges in their place.
Yep.
Talk about thinking you're above the law. There you go. Literally. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more coming up on this happy hump day, Trump Day. 97.3 The Sky. Sometimes you got to light a fire. You got to put a torch to it. You got to bring attention to it. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg was just telling me about the law enforcement torch run. They do this for Special Olympics, and the special leg of it is going to be happening this evening, correct?
Yes.
6 p.m., Butler Plaza, right there by the Publix. That's, you know, right next to Target there. So it's the one in the Butler Plaza on Archer Road. 6 p.m. tonight, law enforcement and a torch run. This all benefits Special Olympics. So come on out there and cheer and yell and holler and have a good time.
Should be a great time. Absolutely.
Because it's an excellent, excellent cause.
Although, you know, you got to be careful because somebody sees you running and you're in front of the cop. They may think you're being pursued. So just be careful.
Yeah, run behind them. Yeah, don't run in front of them.
Right, it might look bad.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but I saw our next door neighbor running from the cops over by the Publix. I could just see it happening. Just saying.
Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to one of our favorite Congress people, Kat Kamick. She's going to join us at 9:05, Wilton Simpson, the Florida Ag Commissioner. So lots of interesting and exciting things that are going on. I know Kat's part of a bill that she is helping to put through that has to do with organ transplants and make sure people aren't discriminated against. That sounds like a good thing. Last night, the big speech, Macomb County, Michigan, Trump, big crowd, just upbeat and positive. And it's sad that the folks on the left feel like they can't participate. They follow the likes of a Chuck Schumer that calls it, you know, chaos. And others that call it 100 days of hell. It's sad. And look, a lot of people have walked away, basically, from the Democrat Party. They are certainly not the Democrat Party of your parents or grandparents. And that's exactly what is happening. So, you know, they can keep on with their buffoonery, I guess. It's it's just finally people are beginning, some, to discover that, yeah, the things they're standing for, pushing and promoting just doesn't pass the common sense smell test.
You wonder when the party is going to realize that. I think it was probably Roseanne Barr a few years ago that we were talking about it. She was one of the first ones, big Hollywood celebrity, to go, I didn't go anywhere. You guys left me.
Yeah.
She was one of the first big ones to actually make that point, and a lot of folks feeling the same way over the last few years.
Absolutely. The Trump administration revoked 4,000 student visas. These were people on student visas that got in trouble. Yep. And, he fired Doug Emhoff.
What? The former
second fiddle man to Kamala?
Guy. Yeah, that guy.
Kamala's old man.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
It narrows it down a bit anyway. Anyway, he got fired.
You're fired.
You
love it.
Thank you.
Gotta love it.
Here's something that I maybe wish I had a hand in, because I love this concept of getting back to basics when it comes to things like mechanical, automotive.
Yes.
Everything is digitized. Now, don't get me wrong. The dash of my new Harley, it's got all the bells and whistles.
Uh-huh.
And I think that might have scared me away had I not purchased a newer car a couple of years ago.
Used to it already.
So, yeah, I got used to it, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of like it. Uh-huh. I know that, unfortunately, those are some of the first things that there's a snafu with, and, yes. and I get that. You got to accept that. But I always thought, as a vehicle, get back to basics, especially when you talk about price point and affordability.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jeff Bezos, Mr. Amazon, mm-hmm. he just pulled it off. And Greg, probably way ahead of me on this information. You've
heard
of
Slate truck?
Slate Auto.
Yeah.
And it's all about that base. Mm-hmm. But he's not talking about that base, talking about, getting back to basics.
Yeah.
The company unveiled Thursday, I guess, its pickup truck that minimalists and bargain buyers alike might gravitate toward. It's a bare-bones EV, so it's an electric vehicle. But listen to this. Simple dashboard, knobs to control heating and air conditioning, crank windows, and a phone mount to play music. The vehicle doesn't come equipped with an infotainment system or speakers, although speakers can be added. The base vehicle doesn't come painted. Buyers have the option to wrap it in different colors.
Which a lot of people do these days.
Yeah. But this is a very basic model. And we're talking about, if you get the rebate, the federal clean vehicle tax credit that's still in effect, for $7,500, you can buy that vehicle for about $20,000. $20,000 for a brand new electric vehicle. Hmm. Now, it'll probably come with a smaller base battery that gives you about a 150-mile range. If you go with the bigger pack, that'll give you 240 miles. I'm sure it's an upcharge. Everything's an upcharge these days on everything.
Sure, yeah.
You want air in them tires, boy? An upcharge for that. Yeah. But anyway, wow.
Interesting concept.
Right? I think it is fantastic. Think about, they call it the old grocery getter or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're not taking a trip in this thing, and why would you? It's all bare bones. But utilitarian, get the job done. You get the big cab in the back. You run down to the local hardware store or whatever. I like it. I can't see my time, but it's time to go. Next hour starts in a few minutes.